I reached for the thin fabric band that held the ballooning cups of her halter together, hooked my fingers over it, and tugged. It snapped easily. Her halter sprang apart, and out bounded her joyously unconfined breasts. Dual prize packages of rounded richness. Twin curved cones of bouncing fun flesh. Matched mountains of youthful, tanned, quivering, exciting femininity. Titanic orbs of temptation. Happy hemispheres of lust. Jaunty, jiggling rotundities of passion. In a phrase, my kind of breasts.
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting live from right above Buzz Burbank's parking spot, the Don and Mike Show.
We've got a new announcer that went through a bunch of tapes and ended up getting a guy that I know, and I know Mike knows him also.
That's right.
This guy does so much work. He's on all kinds of radio stations and TV stations.
That's right.
And he used to be a disc jockey. Mm-hmm. He used to be part of Dude and Doug.
Yeah, people that have been in Washington for a long time will remember the Dude and Doug show.
And when I worked at WPGC, which is a station here in D.C., back like in 1979... Dude worked on the other station and was the much-hated competition, but we always kept it kind of a secret that we were friends because we were supposed to hate each other. But he was a really good guy.
It was Dude Walker and Doug Limerick, who's now with ABC News.
Now, let me see if I can bring him up here. Hey, Dude.
Hey.
Hey, there he is. Dude Walker, everybody.
There's one of those voices. You can recognize that voice.
Yeah. Give me some.
Yeah, how are you guys?
Hey, we're great. Let me hear some of your stuff, like on Fox 5.
On Fox 5.
Yeah. Any good, like, any good?
Sure. 10 o'clock news.
News Channel 2. He's real good with that. Dude, when did you decide that you'd had enough of being a disc jockey and that you could actually make a comfortable living by just doing these slogans for stations? How long ago did you give up being a DJ?
They didn't really come together. Deciding I could be making money doing this stuff didn't come at the same time that I didn't really get along with radio, you know? Mm. You remember in the mid-80s, the music started to change, and, you know, it just wasn't comfortable to be a DJ anymore.
So now look
so
at
that's
you.
About when I decided to get out.
And what a life
this
guy.
The only thing I did well was use my voice.
What a life you have now. He lives up like in his compound up by Baltimore where he doesn't ever have to leave the house because he does everything with satellite.
Are you in your underwear right now, dude?
I'm, these are my, my Wednesday underwear.
Well, listen, welcome to the show. We're so glad that you're with us. We're really big fans of yours, and I know that Dude will give us just the type of read that we're looking for, because being as I know him, I know he will say anything.
Sure!
Gotta say I'm a fan of yours, too. Have been for an embarrassingly long time. You're about all I can listen to in the afternoon. There's no other radio.
Dude's a good guy. And where was it that I saw you on vacation, man? Do you remember that a long time ago, like 10
years
ago?
That was Jamaica.
In Jamaica.
Ah, yeah. Jamaica, man.
I hear from behind me, hey, hey. And I turn around, little skinny guy, go, hey.
Yeah.
Who are you? And you shave now, right? Didn't you used to have like one of those Harry Blackstone goatees or something?
That's right. I had a Charlie Van Dyke type beard. and I shaved that off so I could look respectable.
These guys, man, I tell you, we love talking to the announcers on this show because it just, I mean, you work for so many different people, and we're really happy to have you working for us.
So it's definitely my financial pleasure.
Well, let's get right to it, dude. We have 25 bumpers. And I guess what we'll do is we'll just go through this with you live.
Sure.
I heard you practicing some of them, and you know the delivery we want, just your standard, you know, Dude Walker delivery.
I guess so. It's embarrassing. I kind of know what some of these are about because I've listened. So.
Oh, well, good.
But
that's
some of
good.
Them I don't.
That'll help you.
Well, we will help explain. Do you understand?
Like, what's this one here? What's the, they're the butch in your itty dream.
Okay.
What's that?
Itty dream is what Elvis used to call ice cream, and butch is what he used to call a chocolate
milk,
ice cream.
Right. Chocolate milk. Oh, I see.
Chocolate milk in your ice cream. Butch in your itty dream. Let's start with number one, dude.
Okay, here
now,
we go.
Do you understand this one?
Yes, sort of. Like I said, it's embarrassing. I do understand a lot of these.
But why don't you just dive in?
Okay, here
we go.
Dude Walker, cut one, everybody.
Only they can untangle a complicated farmer's knot. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Is this guy great?
Yeah. Perfect.
I'll tell you, this guy's okay, man. Okay, number two. That was great. One take. Number two, self-explanatory. I know you'll knock it right out.
Rooting hard for Buzz Burbank's sphincter, the Don and Mike Show.
That's the first time you've ever been immortalized with a bumper, Buzz.
That's true.
There it is.
Wow. All right.
Nice glasses, Buzz.
Now, I listened yesterday.
Hey, Rob, will you find me the tape with the lady talking about her time of the month? Because that's the best way to help dude on this one. Mm-hmm. On number three. Okay, dude, listen to this tape.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
So, menstruation.
They can help you with your menstruation.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ladies, they can help you with your menstruation. Don and Mike.
Yeah. It's great. It's such a goof. It is such a goof to have a real announcer doing these. This is fantastic. Great. All right. Well, you got this one. Number four.
Yeah, here we go.
They'll make you laugh until you soil the yellow dress. Don and Mike.
A little tribute to that big low Joey.
Sure, that's a good idea.
All right. Now, on number five, when you say program, we like it pronounced program.
Program the way older people say it.
And or David Letterman does.
Sure.
It's a program.
Now, when we were doing this last week, we were talking about this guy at ESPN that decided he didn't want me to be on ESPN this year, called me Ribald. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, what is the pronunciation? Is it Ribald?
It's supposed to be Ribald, isn't it?
I've heard Ribald.
I've heard Ribald. Is there a pronunciation in the dictionary?
I'll check. I've always heard Ribald also.
Ribald.
All right, let's move past number five while we wait on the pronunciation. And let's go to the one about the butcher and your itty dream.
Well, are there two ways to pronounce itty dream?
No, itty dream is just...
Itty dream is the way Elvis would want you to pronounce it, dude.
As long as we don't have to look this one up. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
They're the butch in your itty dream, Don and Mike.
Probably the greatest honor that I've ever had in my life.
Thank you, Elvis.
You got the pronunciation there, Buzz?
Either one is correct. The first choice is Ribald.
Ribald?
Really?
Mm. Yeah, I've heard ribaldry. Tales of ribaldry.
Yes.
Ribaldry.
Ribald.
Sounds very, it goes with program, I guess.
All right, do it the ribald way.
Okay. So we'll go program and ribald.
How did the guy that told you, how did he pronounce it?
He said Ribald.
Ribald.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a program that's delightfully ribald. The Don and Mike Show.
Great. I love this behind-the-scenes stuff. See, this is what we would be doing if we came into work a couple hours early. We'd be sitting in a studio with dude just like we're doing right now.
We like to do everything.
And why do
here?
That when you've got a four-hour show to fill?
Yay! Yeah, perfect. All right, number seven, self-explanatory. Number seven.
Okay.
They're ready to get your freak on, Don and Mike.
Okay. Number eight, this also self-explanatory.
They are the Visine in your steak dinner, the Don and Mike Show.
Don't forget, that's how they food poisoned Michael Jordan before that game in Utah.
All right.
Okay. Number nine. All right, this is not the funniest one, but go ahead.
Kathleen Turner's personal voice coaches, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very good.
God, man, you got some balls, dude.
Man, that's incredible. Do you have to, have a separate room for him or something like that?
And you should see him. He's not as tiny as Paul Turner.
But he's still a thin. Are you still thin? You haven't gotten fat, have you?
No, not really, no. I've gained a little weight. You know, age does that, but no, I'm fine.
Okay.
Okay, number 10. Oh, self-explanatory. This is another one that has to do with Elvis.
Listening to them is better than cutting loose in a girl's hair. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, God. This is a really good batch, isn't it? Number 11. And if you could do this like you would if you were doing one of your promos like for Geraldo or something, you know where you get real dramatic?
Right.
Okay.
America's favorite hate mongers. The Don and Mike Show.
Ooh. Beautiful. That's just like the 10 o'clock news.
I like that one.
That's a good one, dude. All right. Number 12, we don't need that one. Okay?
All right.
That one's no good. Number 13.
Okay, here we go.
Gotcha.
With friends like them, who needs enemas? Don and Mike.
Perfect. See? Enemas?
I love it.
Should be enemies, but we changed it to enemas.
Bada bing!
You know, water up your butt.
There you go.
All right, number 14. And listen, I heard you doing a real good read on this when you were practicing before we went on the air. So, same way.
Anything with more than a couple of syllables in each word, I have to practice in advance, so that's why I was doing that.
No, but you did a real refined reading of it.
Okay, let's see what I can do.
Okay.
Gleefully trumpeting general disrespect through their spigots of filth, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, I like it. It's punchy. I like it.
Oh, these would be good. That's a good change, actually. Okay, number 15. Let her rip.
Born from the loins of our motherland, Don and Mike.
Very good. And tribute to Major Bill Smith and his letter to the Queen of England.
All right. I know.
Your Royal Majesty. All right. Number 16.
Okay.
Broadcasting nationwide to both turd and tard alike. The Don and Mike Show.
Very good.
Do you ever disc jockey anymore, dude, at all? Or do you just...
I really don't. I don't think I know how to do it anymore.
Wow.
I did a promo today for a band down in... actually, it's a nationwide band, but it was a radio station in North Carolina. And the band is 311.
Yeah.
And I call them 311. I'd forgotten what they were called.
Yeah. Oh, man. It makes you feel old, doesn't it?
Yeah, really. I feel real old.
Did they call you back and say, listen, old man, it's not 311?
You know, the guys are like 18 when they call you.
Yeah. Can you do this, Oliver?
All right. Number 17. You can either do this in your regular voice or if you got like an Austin Powers thing. Either way.
Okay, we'll see what happens here.
Okay.
Do they make you horny? Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Perfect.
Perfect.
That's flawless.
Perfect. All okay. right. Number 19.
You want to skip over 18?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Please, okay. 18. How could I forget that one? It's the new one we're stuck on.
How could you forget about this one?
Forget about it.
Forget about it. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
I love that one.
If I had my brain and this guy's voice, I wouldn't be in this room right now. I'd be somewhere else.
That's true.
You're great. Number 19.
America's leading producers of top quality butt sweat. Don and Mike.
Very good.
Except for you, Buzz.
Yeah.
You know, Buzz doesn't have butt sweat.
Dry as a bone.
20. I think you're going to like this one. Number 20.
The show that's dripping with hideous leavens, Don and Mike.
That's a good batch.
These are good. These are choice.
All right, 21.
Mike Douglas makes them moist, Don and Mike.
Okay, we're almost to the end. 22. Right. 22.
Smooth, mild, and mellow, and easy on the throat. The Don and Mike Show.
Very good. A tribute to Ricky Ricardo.
Now, this is what I'm really going to enjoy. With a slight pause after the dot, dot, dot. Number 23.
Tune in. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Tune in and enjoy the taste of my wife, Maxine, Don and Mike.
All right. Number 24. This one, number 24, I dedicate to my friend Mike O'Mara.
Very good.
Rich with the goodness of blood and cheese, the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, God. That was for you, Mike.
Lovely.
And number 25, self-explanatory. And this is the one that when we were talking like to Bill Wendell, the guy who used to be on Letterman Show.
Sure.
This is the one that none of the other announcers wanted to do. Thank goodness you have no morals, dude.
I just see words. I don't know what they say.
There you go.
Here we go.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Beautiful.
Bravo.
Beautiful.
Good
job.
Those
are all fantastic. Hey, that's great. Now, you are going to be available at On Call anytime we get a nutty idea?
Pretty much so, yeah.
Okay.
You know, a little advance notice might be nice, but if you know, get inspired, let's see what we can do.
Okay. Hey, dude, a pleasure to have you associated with the show. Sure. We're so proud, and thank you very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I loved it.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you soon.
Bye-bye. Well, there he goes.
Oh, that's great. That's a lot of fun. And, you know, being a former DJ, I think he brought a little new flavor to it that sounded real good.
Yeah, so we had to replace Paul Turner, and I think Dude Walker's good. Those are going to sound pretty good. I know there'd be a lot of people out there who probably can't even tell the difference between those two guys' voices, but their inflection and stuff, while it's kind of similar, dude's got a sound all his own.
Yeah, he's got a very unique sound. That's why he's used all over the country and nationally, and we're very excited to have him on the show.
It was real funny when I was friends with him a long time ago, like in 1979, because we would get together and have lunch and stuff,
right.
And we would have to actually go somewhere and hide.
Yeah.
You know, like we're having an affair, because they would be real mad at Q107 if they found out that he was socializing
it's
with me.
It's war. You're having lunch with the enemy.
Sure.
And vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm gonna miss you.
Yeah, you should. You never come see me.
I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids you're coming down here.
He doesn't, honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Oh, you can go shit in his hat. Oh, I shouldn't use that kind of talk. Don't let me ever catch you talking that way.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
Mike, was Adolf Hitler left-handed or right-handed?
I'm going to say left-handed.
Mike, Hitler was right-handed.
Yeah, well, I guess that's, you know, hence the hand up in the air.
Did Hitler part his hair on the left or the right?
On the left.
Parted on the right.
Oh, man. I'm not good with Hitler trivia.
How many balls did Adolf Hitler have?
One.
Yes.
I just figured he'd be, he'd be down a quart with being crazy and all.
Yeah. How about Napoleon? How many balls did he have?
Five.
You're right again.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you very much. Why do you think he kept his hand in his shirt?
Both Hitler and Napoleon each only had one gonad.
Really? Wow.
And that Hitler trivia comes to us courtesy of the Rocky Mountain News.
Really? Yeah. Way to go. I went to college with a guy that had three. We called him Triball. Wow. Seriously, that was his name.
Really?
He bragged about it, too. He used to like to say he has three. And
did you ever see him?
No, never did. Never actually wanted to see
that. I wouldn't believe
that.
Yeah. I've never heard of that in my travels, a tri-baller.
Said he was tri-ball, and I took the word of some of my fraternity brothers that he was indeed tri-ball.
Didn't we have a woman one time on the show who said that she had three nipples?
Yes.
Or maybe a woman who had maybe four nipples?
Mm-hmm. That happens occasionally. I guess three happens quite a bit, really.
Yeah, I'd like to have a multi-nipple show. That would be a good show.
Mm. Yeah, a little sex freak show.
Just a show with girls. Or guys. I guess guys, too, with lots of nipples.
I was watching a show on the Learning Channel the other night, which, incidentally, more and more, I am finding myself landing on the Learning Channel. It was called Freaks, and it was about freak shows, and the last of it was how the monkey girl married the alligator
man. That's a repeat. I've seen that one.
Fantastic show. Really, really. And, apparently there's a movie floating around that they made in the 30s that was banned because it was so controversial called Freaks. And the movie is a cult classic, and I would give anything to get my hands on that movie.
Freaks to carry your luggage up to the room. What, Robbie, you know something about that?
Yeah, it's directed by Todd Browning. I don't think it's in circulation. You can sometimes catch it in, like, an art house.
Did you shave again?
Yeah, I trimmed real short. Doesn't it look good?
You shaved since the beginning of the show?
Just now. No, of course not. This morning.
All right.
He's smooth.
Who the hell knows what you were just talking about? Who is Todd Browning?
Directed Freaks.
Freaks, the movie from the 1930s, and you can't get it anymore. They show that at one point that the freaks were under this carnival wagon, yeah. And they're attacking this guy, and they're all like crawling through the mud and stuff, and it was so freaky, but it looked great.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Baldy. Hey,
you know, when I was on hold, it wasn't that I was calling about this, but I have a friend that has six nipples and webbed feet.
Oh! I would love to get a show with all those people together. That would be a great show.
A freak show.
But, Don, the reason I called, man, you have been busting my chops all week. You are the Judge Judy of the radio waves this week, my friend.
I take that as a true compliment. I'll tell you this, Judge Judy has three balls.
At least. Yeah,
her famous line, which I love, is don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. Ah.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
That's our motto here,
hello.
Sir.
I logged a good hour with Judge Judy today, and she was yelling at this one lady.
She'd be a hard woman to satisfy in bed, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. I remember when they asked
you
her
you would
about
need food, drink, your craftsman tool set. You need a lot of stuff to get that going, I
didn't
think.
Didn't they ask her about whether, what would you do if somebody, somebody touched your car?
Death penalty. I'd give
don't
them the
on
death
my leg
penalty.
Tell me it's raining.
Mike, here are 10 things you didn't know about Judge Judy. What is this from, Rob?
It's from The Sun, I think.
From The Sun of the Inquirer.
All right.
Are they any good or are they just boring? Her favorite saying is no bull, no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Judy loves to work out, snorkel, travel, ice skate.
Ooh. That's when you see the barracudas like going in the other direction. Judge Judy's in the water.
Her favorite dinner is a baked potato with cottage cheese.
That's why she's so angry.
After she makes a ruling, the loser doesn't have to pay. The show covers any judgment up to $5,000. Oh, this is very boring. Courtroom is filled with extras paid $5.75 an hour. She wrote in 1966 a book called Don't Pee on My Leg and Tell Me It's Raining.
Wow. Huh. Do you mean after they lose on that show, the show covers the expenses?
Yeah, after she makes a ruling, the loser does not have to pay. The show covers any judgment up to $5,000.
I think People's Court does that, too.
It kind of sucks.
Yeah.
People's Court blows.
Yeah.
With Ed Koch.
It's the worst.
It's getting beaten.
This is Ed Koch.
Bring Wapner back. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you need a shovel to do that?
Is he dead?
He has to be dead, right? No. Judge Wapner?
No, just retired.
He just got tired of doing the show. He got tired of Doug Llewellyn.
Yeah.
What else did you want? Hello?
Hello?
All right.
Thanks so much.
Hanging up on you now, Greg. Hello, Don and Mike.
Well, isn't it a pleasure to give you a holler there? I hear big trouble with this dinner at six and sex at six. You got to understand that the devil's triangle And that's what I think he's looking for at 10 o'clock at night. You know, let's do it at 10.
There is a feeble old man on our telephone right now.
Interesting.
All of us men got to take what we can get from it. But those ladies use that double triangle to control the universe. And I think after he's talked to his wife and his wife's talked to him, you best realize that the devil's triangle rules the world.
All right. Thank you.
You got it?
Listen, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Well, it is raining. Believe me. 10-4-0, buddy. Have a good one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Alan King.
What the hell was that call about?
Just inside the comedy mind.
Some old feeble guy, right?
The devil's triangle, Don. You have to understand. It works this way.
Oh, did you see Bobcat Goldthwait on Regis and Kathy today?
Yes, I did. And the tension between Bobcat and Kathy Lee was... They did a flashback where they showed him... Apparently, he shot a fire extinguisher up her butt the last time, and they banned him from the show.
Oh, was that after he had said Jay Leno set on fire?
I think it was either before... I think it was right before he did the Leno thing, and they talked about that. But there was such tension. Kathy Lee obviously does not like Bobcat, which is, you know, one of the reasons we like Bobcat. And they were doing spit takes, and Bobcat was actually pretty funny, but Kathy Lee wanted to rise above it and didn't seem like she approved of Bobcat Goldthwait.
Well, he's coming on our show because he's got a new TV show that's out. I guess that's why he was on the Regis and Kathy show promoting that.
Bob's big-ass show, but I'm Regis and Kathy Lee. Could only say Bob's big show. And
wouldn't let him say ass?
And he said, well, my show is called Bob's Big. And you see Regis's hand come over on his arm. Okay, Bob's Big Show.
That's sad. A neutered Bob Goldthwait.
Wow. He obviously had a talking to, but he couldn't suppress it. And at one point he said something about Rooster Boy because Kathy Lee was
Cody.
Yeah. And so he gave her a little bit of a dig. And then she was asking him about Leno because he got in big trouble for setting Leno's set on fire. Mm-hmm. Had to do public service announcements. And at one point he said, that's 35 minutes out of my life that I'll never get back. Which I thought was a great line. Because she was asking him very seriously, you know, what do you tell your children when you're on there setting the stage on fire?
Oh, listen, Kathy Lee, what did you tell your children when Frank was boning that stewardess? Shut up, Kathy C.
They didn't like each other. I really sensed that. It was not obvious. You kind of had to feel it. And I want to ask Bobcat when he's on the show if he really felt a lot of tension between Regis and Kathy Lee and himself.
Well, we'll have time to ask him about that, and we will also have time to ask him about this, a packet that was sent to us.
Yes.
And I guess to every other wingding radio station in America, because Bob has recorded some kind of personal liner for 36 radio stations.
Lovely.
And he's also sent along a script where the disc jockeys pretend that Bob Goldthwait is in the studio with them.
Oh, no.
And it's all on CD.
Oh, wonderful.
And I haven't even listened to it yet. It says...
I never thought he'd do that. What's wrong with him?
Dear Don and Mike, we will ask him all this stuff next week.
Yes, we will.
Dear Don and Mike, we developed this CD with Bobcat and the Wing Ding Dancers in order to create the appearance of Bobcat interacting with your DJs and callers. The thing to remember is you DJs will be playing off the pre-recorded lines, so you should be working on your lines between Bobcat's tracks.
Oh, God.
Use the Bobcat CD to create an interactive game show with calls from your listeners and Bobcat's recorded lines. So, we go on. It's got, like, the production outline.
Right.
How you set it up. An alternate version. Sample of on-air segment. And I think that the liner that he cut for us is not even for us. I think it's for WJFK, the station that we're on here. Let's give that a listen, please. Cut 33.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's big-ass show on FX. Keep listening to Bueno Arbusto, Don and Mike, to find out how you can win big-ass prizes.
This is Wing and Ding from Bobcat's big-ass show on FX. Keep listening to Don and Mike to find out how you can win big-ass prizes.
Wing and Ding.
Well, at least they mentioned our name.
Yeah. Rob's applauding.
Listen, we have a past with that guy. I would think we'd get more than just that. Well, now let's hear some of the other things he said for other disc jockeys.
Okay.
All right, here's one for Boston.
All right.
This is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to find out how you can win big ass prizes on KBPI, your big ass rock station.
This is Wing and Ding from Bobcat's Big Ass Show.
Oh, that's lame.
God.
All right, how about for New York for Z100? Let's see if he says the same thing. If it's the same word, they just edited in his voice saying the call letters.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX.
All right.
Keep listening to Z100, today's best music, to find out how you...
So poorly done.
Yeah. Big Ass Prizes.
That's sad.
Keep listening to, and then he stops.
Yeah. Bob Goldthwait has totally sold out with this. All right, how about Y100 in Miami?
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to The Morning Show with Footy and the Chicks at 6 on Y100.
Wait, what was that? What was that? Footy and the Chicks at 6?
Footy and the Chicks.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to The Morning Show with Footy and the Chicks at 6. On Y100 to find out how you...
Oh, has this man no scruples left?
Yeah.
All right, here's one for K-Rock in Los Angeles.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to Kevin and Bean to find out how you can win big ass prizes. Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to the world famous K-Rock to find out how you can win.
Let me just say, the Bobcat that we used to know.
He was a rebel. He was a hippie.
Back when he was popular?
Yep.
He would never do a tape like that.
Right.
We asked him to make a simple tape where he'd say, this is Bob Goldthwait, and I never listened to Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't even do that straight. Listen.
Hi, check 1, 2, 3, 4. Woo! How does Bob... Hello, this is Vic Tayback, and I never listen to Don and Mike. Who is your target audience? I'd have to tell them what channel they're already listening to.
See, that's a Bobcat Goldthwait. We knew. Yeah.
I am hoping that when he comes into the studio, it is the old Bobcat that we get in here, and that all this, he is simply doing to satisfy the people that are producing his show.
All right, here he is for DJs in Pittsburgh.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to Pittsburgh's Home of Rock and Roll, DVE, to find out how you...
That was a bad read, too. He doesn't even sell those call letters.
Well, you know he's hating it. He's hating every minute of it.
All right, now let's hear the one that he had to do for us again. 33. I bet he doesn't even remember that he used to be friends with us.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to Bueno Arbusto, Don and Mike, to find out how you can win...
It is sad.
That's weak. That's very weak.
Oh, very frustrating.
All right, now let's see. Set up. All right, cut number one.
Now the interview. We love
this. Now we're going to do the bit. This is where we're supposed to get someone from the telephone.
Okay.
Oh, and Mike, hold on a second. Here is a clarification on Hitler's nuts.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bueno Arbusto, gentlemen.
Hey, my friend.
I was just wanting to clarify, were they both born with one ball, or did they just take one out to look at it?
I don't know, sir. That comes from the Rocky Mountain News. It just says they both had one.
Huh. Well, I guess we'll have to keep on digging then.
Yeah, you keep on digging. Absolutely. And boy, won't that be fun.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you.
I thought that was a legitimate call about Hitler's nuts.
No, that was just somebody who's still thinking about it, and how weird is that?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Mike, you were talking earlier about that cult classic Freaks.
Yes.
I know where you can get it. I don't know if there's one of the stores in the chain near where you are, but there's a chain of stores called Hollywood Movies.
Yeah, okay, Hollywood Video?
Yeah.
All right.
And in the cult classic section, they have like Clockwork Orange and all these movies, and it's back there.
Okay, I'll be going to...
Thank
I'll
you.
Be doing it on my way home tonight. I'll be in there. Hi, I'm looking for... I'll say it from the back of the room, too. Excuse me! Do you have Freaks?
Yeah, all the people behind the counter go, yeah. What do you want, Mom?
Hey, dude.
Hey, everybody, this is Wing.
And this is Ding of Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX.
Together we're going to find out some dirty little secrets about the people at this station when we play Bobcat's Big Ass Show, coming up like real soon.
You know what's sad about this is that somewhere there are disc jockeys out there who are really looking at this as a real tool.
Of course.
I mean, of course, any disc jockey that uses this would be a tool, but he's looking at this like, oh, man.
20 minutes filled. We got 20 minutes filled up, man.
I didn't even have to do anything. Listen, they got all this stuff recorded. All right, now here's Bobcat. I'm Diction.
And I'm Diction.
We're the Dictions. Here's Bobcat Goldthwait in the studio to tell you more.
Well, guys, I tell you, I cannot believe I have my own show, Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. And on that show, I ask people to do a lot of really weird stuff, like revealing dirty little secrets about themselves,
so they can win trips and prizes and delicious treats.
Bob, that sounds crazy.
That's our line.
Yeah. Bob, that sounds crazy.
Right now, we're like gonna give your listeners a little taste of what the show is like. Only I get to hang out with the lovely Wing.
Hey there.
And Ding.
Hey, hey.
While you guys tell secrets about yourselves so the listeners can win great prizes.
All right, then here's where we interact, Mike.
Oh, we're used to that, Bobcat. And do we ever have freaky little things going on here? Blah, blah, blah.
All right, then.
And he sounds, I mean, usually they remember the one we had from Maury Povich? There was an effort made to make it sound conversational. Mm-hmm. There is no effort made. Maybe, I hope that he maybe did that on purpose.
Sounds like the Evelyn Speedwood reading course. Yeah, really? You know,
hello, I could not read.
I'm very excited about Bobcat's big ass show.
All right, we are used to that, Bobcat, and do we ever have freaky little things going on here? Blah, blah, blah. Bobcat, how do we play the game?
All right, then, here's how we do it. You guys will reveal some dirty little secret about yourselves or one of the personalities at the station.
All right, Charles Broyhill's a fag.
Like someone who put undies on their head and danced the nut away at the station holiday party.
No, no, no. Charles Broyhill's a fag.
And the designated caller needs to guess who it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Someone on our show's a fag.
If they get it right, they're finalists and they get a chance to see me while I tape an episode of Bobcat's Big Ass Show in fabulous Los Angeles.
Bob, that sounds great.
Okay, ready? Let's get this big ass show on the road.
All right, and then we're supposed to take the call.
Hi, caller.
Wait, no, hold on. Let's do a break, and we'll come back, and we'll really take a caller. All right? To continue this fabulous bit of radio magic supplied to us by Bob Goldthwait.
So sad, I can't even comment on it.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The world's finest surfers showed up today to do battle with what's turned out to be the biggest waves to hit this coast since 1946. Hello, everybody. I'm Stu Nahan. I'd like you to meet this young man. His name, Jeff Spicoli. And, Jeff, congratulations to you. Things look kind of rough out there today.
Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves. But, you know, just like I told the guy on ABC, danger is my business.
You know, a lot of people expect that maybe Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Death Gerard would take the honors this year.
Oh, those guys are fags!
That's fantastic. Let me ask you a question. When you get out there, do you ever fear for your life?
Well, Stu, I'll tell you, surfing's not a sport. It's a way of life, no hobby. It's a way of looking at that wave and saying, hey, bud, let's party. Where'd you get this jacket?
I got this from the network. Let me ask you a question. What's next for Jeff Spicoli?
Headed over to the Australian and the Hawaiian Internationals. And me and Mick are going to wing on over to London and jam with the Stones. You guys are invited too.
The Don and Mike Show. Geronimo and O'Mara on the Zoo.
You are a great crowd. Thank you so much. Hey, no, folks, it's not noted Elvis impersonator Michael Hoover. It's your old buddy Rob reminding you to listen especially carefully during the best of while Don and Mike are on vacation. Somewhere in the best of lies the answer to the trivia question Don and Mike will ask when they come back from vacation. Get the question right, win $1,000. Just like Jude Walker says, listen and win. Listen to the best of Don and Mike.
The guy that was online to answer Bobcat's stupid disc jockey question, he got disconnected, so we're going to have to take another call.
All right.
We'll try this line. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello.
Hey, hey, baby.
Hey.
Hey.
I know the answer.
Oh, okay, good. Who is this?
This is Shelley.
Where are you from, Shelley?
I'm listening out of Greenville.
All right, thank you for listening on The Peak, WPEK-FM.
Yes.
All right, now, Mike, we've already supposedly brought Bob Goldthwait in the studio.
Good.
We've met Ring and Ding.
Yes, they were standing by, or Wing and Ding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry. And
Ring and Ding would be the fat replacements that they have.
He can't believe that he has his own show.
Okay.
So we say, Bobcat, how do we play the game?
All right, then, here's how we do it. You guys will reveal some dirty little secret about yourselves or one of the personalities at the station. Like someone who put undies on their head and danced the nut away at the station holiday party.
This is so embarrassing. This is embarrassing for any disc jockey that would actually run this. This is embarrassing for Bob Goldthwait.
Very sad.
Who we thought a while ago, like 10 years ago, would never succumb to this level.
No, didn't think so. We're going to have to give him a hard time.
And the designated caller needs to guess who it is. If they get it right,
They're finalists, and they get a chance to see me while I tape an episode of Bobcat's Big Ass Show in fabulous Los Angeles.
Oh, that sounds so good. Bob, let's get our caller right now. We got our caller 100 on the line.
Okay, ready?
Hi, Bobcat.
Let's get this big ass show on the road.
All right, hold on. Now, DJ takes call. Uh-huh.
Takes call. Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Shelly.
Listeners call and try to guess which secret is true of the personality featured by, oh, by example. Okay, caller, which one of our DJs did this on a recent trip to Chicago? Got a body piercing, pulled a dine and dash, and received an avocado facial. Was it insert station personality here? The U-Man, Pork Chop, or Chrissy in the Morning? All right, now I understand.
It's tough. And, you know, it's just as well done as the instructions are easy to understand.
That was a test, a sample question,
exactly. Right?
Okay, for the disc jockey. So now that I have the concept, let's see. Okay, caller.
Yes?
Which guy on our show is a fag?
That would be Charles Broyhill.
Let me play this.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner in L.A., big L.A. when we tape the show on a wingeting day.
Duh. See how easy that was? Way to go.
Oh, my
you
God.
You not only get this great bag of FX stuff, but you're also an official finalist for the trip to see my show.
It's Charles Broyhill's a fag.
Keep listening for your chance to play again.
The only one?
What was that?
Is he the only one?
I mean, no, I'm surrounded by fags.
I worry about some of Buzz's callers.
Yeah, me too. Oh, here's what would have happened if you didn't get it right.
Okay.
Like if you had said Canon Grace.
Okay.
I would have said, oh, Bob?
Whoa! We have a big-ass loser already.
It was nice of you to play. It could have been a blast.
Oh, my.
But now you're just a loser with a big old ass.
Now, here are your choices. You can either tell us a dirty little secret about yourself, and if the guys here at the station like it, you get a really cool FX Bobcat Big Ass Show goodie bag.
Oh, my God.
This thing is growing hair.
No,
this
is sad. I've never heard anything. Worst. I've never heard anything more crapped up in my life.
Or you can just go home a big ass loser.
Kind of like you, Bob.
Oh, man.
Well, all right. You've won whatever it is that Bob said you won.
She qualifies to go to the show.
All right. Now, let me see. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Wait, there's more. Correct answer. Incorrect answer. And then here's, all right, then here's when we're done with the bit.
Yeah.
We say, okay, we had a great time playing with our caller.
That was a great bit, Bobcat.
It was fun.
We want to thank Bobcat for coming in. Hey, Bobcat, we'll see you later, man.
Wow, you people got some problems. That's a lot weirder, dirty little secrets than I imagined you'd have. You know what? I think you all are big-ass show material. So watch us on FX starting June 1st.
Oh.
And, well, maybe I'll see you on the show as a contestant.
Ciao.
See ya. See you later.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Bobcat's big-ass train wreck. That's what this is. Right, here's an alternate version, Mike.
Okay
an alternate version.
Is this a tamer version?
There's less cuts. So maybe this is if you're in a bit of a hurry,
right.
You got to play some more records or something.
This is Bobcat Goldthwait, star of my very own show on FX, Bobcat's Big-Ass Show.
Yes.
I'd love to tell you more about it, but right now, I need you to listen to this announcer very carefully.
That's me.
You could be the lucky caller that wins some big-ass bag filled with prizes from FX and the chance to win a trip to see moi at my show in Los Angeles.
When he comes on the show next week, I swear to God, all we're going to do is play these tapes for him. And say, what were you doing? All right, then, here you go. Here's the correct answer. All right, who's your fag on our show? Who's your big fag?
Charles Broyhill.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Big L.A. Keep the show on a
Ooh, baby.
Yay. See how easy that was?
Big-ass bag of prizes.
You get this great bag of FX stuff, but you're also an official finalist for the trip to see me.
All right.
That is so, so very irritating.
I can't wait for Bobcat's big-ass cancellation. And here he is now again saying hello to us.
Okay.
In his generic greeting.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's big-ass show on FX. Keep listening to Bueno Arbusto, Don and Mike, to find out how you can...
There it is.
Oh, man.
Muchas gracias, Bobcat.
That's awful.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's big-ass show on FX. Keep listening to the Bay Area's Party Station to find out how you can win.
That's the funniest, is hearing him do all the other slugs for the stations. All right, here he is again.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's big-ass show on FX. Keep listening to Charlotte's New Rock Alternative, 106.5
then to find out how you...
He reads. He reads like he needs glasses or something.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX.
Yes.
Keep listening to the Shred and Reagan Morning Show to find out how you can win big...
Shred and Reagan.
I never heard of them before.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX.
On FX.
Keep listening to Craig the Dog Faced Boy and Pork Chop to find out how...
Wait. Who was that?
Craig the Dog Faced Boy
and Pork Chop.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to Craig the Dog Faced Boy and Pork Chop to find out...
Is it any wonder that we are ashamed to be disc jockeys?
Absolutely.
All right, let me hear. How about Minneapolis? We're out of Minneapolis.
Not our station, though.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to Afternoons with Chopper Harrison to find out how you...
Chopper, Dog Face Boy, Pork Chop.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to Zeta's 530 Funnies with Steve Stansel to find out how you can win.
That's the one he really didn't want to read. Let's hear that one again.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to Zeta's 530 Funnies with Steve Stansel to find out...
God. Oh, he had to do like 35 of these.
He had to hate everything.
Hello,
hate
this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to 107.5 The Buzz, Houston's rock alternative, to find out how...
Oh, my God. Just in a studio all day.
Hello, this is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to the home of rock and roll in Detroit. 101 WRIF to find out.
He had to hate doing these more than he hated doing those PSAs for when he set the Jay Leno set on fire.
This is Bobcat Goldthwait from Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Keep listening to find out how you can win big ass prizes on KBPI, your big ass rock station.
All right, and then there's an extra track at the end. This is, it says Wildline Giggles from the Wingding Dancers. Great for your morning show.
Fantastic.
Right, this was some wild line giggles. Oh, God damn it.
Thank you for that bonus.
Awful.
So generous.
That is awful.
He's so generous to include that on these series.
Watch Bobcat's Big Ass Show on FX. Starting June 1st.
Oh, God. That's just a generic commercial for his show. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
when's he coming in?
I think he's supposed to be here next Wednesday.
Yeah, supposedly now.
Okay.
That gets
he's booked for next Wednesday.
He's booked. Hopefully he'll be here.
And, Shelly, you've won the T-shirt for the Succo show.
Yay!
And thank you for listening.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Hold on a second, please.
Shelly got the joke. That's good.
She's great. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Buddy.
Buddy, I just had to say that this is probably the most annoyingly funny segment you guys have done. And don't you just pity the poor guys that have to actually do this?
And there'll be many of them. There'll be many of them across the country that'll be doing that.
And those are all big markets that those jive asses are going to be. Hey, listen, this morning here on the Dog Face Boy show.
And it's one thing, really, and I like Bobcat, I really do, but I got to slam him here.
Mm-hmm.
If he's reading it, even in a conversational style, at least it can be passable. But it's going to be, no, this is going to be my big ass show on FX. You know, it's like, please.
Listen to Dog Boy and Pork Chop, baby. And don't forget, Foodie and the Chicks at Chicks. And Sham Somebody with the 530 Funnies.
I mean, I almost want to go to one of these other cities just to hear them do this.
Oh, I would I'd love to get a tape of some disc jockey doing that straight.
We got Bobcat Goldthwait here. He's going to be chatting with us for a while.
He's going to be playing a game with our caller today.
Very exciting. Yeah, yes, Bobcat. Good to have you in the studio.
You guys will have to slam Bobcat when he comes in on
We will.
Hilarious.
And listen, I just want to say, ring and ding. Or, I'm sorry, wing and ding.
Yes. Wing and ding.
You girls are crazy. I would bone both of you. That's right, baby.
Yeah.
That makes you laugh, huh?
Hey, they like that. Seriously, they are really hot, Bobcat.
Winner.
They are super hotties.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, look at that. They're taking their tops off now.
Crazy, baby.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Do the Watushi now.
That's great. What did Pork Chop think of him? Did he like the Dog Face Boy? God.
Foodie and the Chicks. At Chicks. Y100.
This is the business we're in.
Oh, God.
It's embarrassing.
Yes, it
I'm
is.
I'm going to go hide my head in my trash can.
All right, goodbye. Come on, get off the phone. We'll be right back.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.